It's a light switch, see?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard you, though. I just walked back into the studio and heard you do it. I can't hear the music because you had your headphones on.
Oh.
And so now, Rocco, can you turn the music off for a sec? And then I just heard, and your head was shaking alarmingly. And you, turn me on like a light switch. And then you snapped. And it was, felt different than that song.
Well, that's how we do it in my head.
All right.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
All right, this is sad news. Aerosmith canceled their June and July Las Vegas residency dates because lead singer Steven Tyler is back in rehab. Mm. The band announced yesterday that he relapsed on painkillers, and he was taking them after you be quiet in the peanut gallery for a minute.
I'm not gonna say.
He was taking painkillers after having foot surgery.
Oh, he needed that foot
Leave
surgery.
His feet alone.
Yeah, because I think he has a bunion situation.
He has the bunion situation.
Stop it.
Well, you guys, this is one of your favorite topics. Why are you
Well, because now he's got a serious rehab. Yeah,
now
and it makes us feel bad. He voluntarily entered a treatment program. I don't think this is uncommon. You know, when you've got pain or chronic pain pain after following a surgery, it's really tricky when you're dealing with addicts on how to treat that pain. And
yeah, no doubt.
So
anytime that they've given my wife has had multiple neck surgeries and then they do give her painkillers. But she is and she will take them. But she is like, I want off of these as soon as possible.
Yeah.
You know, she's seen abuse of that in her own family and dependency and the effect that that can have. It is
it's
a real nightmare.
Terrible, terrible. So as of right now, Aerosmith will still be able to do their September dates in Vegas, but that could change. So if you are a ticket holder, just keep an eye on your email regarding a refund. They said in a statement, we are devastated that we have inconvenienced so many of you, especially our most loyal fans and who often travel great distances to experience our shows. But thank you for your understanding and for your support for Steven during this time. So it's just important that he gets better.
To Rocco's point.
All right. Don't start Googling.
I already looked at it.
Don't.
He's probably getting I hope he got. It's a wild toe thing that he has because the middle toe. So the toe that's next to the big toe is fully. It laps over on top. Like, hey, do you mind if I take a break here?
Right. Like getting a piggyback ride from the big toe.
Yeah. And then a couple other toes are bent in. It's almost like, you know, a bunion is where your big toe bends in. This is like the other toes bending out toward that big toe. It's looks very
bad.
Difficult. I bet it causes him a lot of pain. But I have a friend who recently went through bunion surgery. I'll tell you what, gang, that's a long recovery for that. You have to stay off it, I think, for like 6 weeks.
Wow.
For a bunion.
Yeah.
I always thought bunions when I grew up, thank you for asking, were like calluses, almost like a corn.
Like the side of your foot.
I thought it was a skin thing. Like, oh, I have a bunion. Oh, that's a skin
thing. Oh, when I was a kid, I think I did too.
Not a bone thing. You remember when they would talk about corns a lot? They used to be commercials that talked more about corns.
Yeah, and the pad thing that you could put on top of it to make it dissolve.
Do you suffer from corns? Maybe that's still happening during midday television.
Why do we call it corns? Let's not have something on our toe that's also a food.
I'm now going to Google search, image search, foot corn. Just to see what it is.
Corn is very, very common.
Oh, golly.
And now that we're talking about it, we're all going to get pop-up ads for corns and bunion removal.
Yeah, you know, usually the pinky toe is the victim of the corn.
The pinky toe.
Let's have a new movie instead of Children of the Corn, Victim of the Corn.
There could be a whole series, a novel series on the pinky toe.
You got to get Dr. Scholl's. Oh, no, don't start going off on the pinky
you
toe.
You know, though.
How about this? In the movie The Victim of the Corn, Dr. Scholl is the bad guy.
Oh, Okay, so
Rocco, we have a project after work today. We're going to do Victim of the Corn.
Victim of the Corn. Dr. Scholes is the nemesis, but Rocco, they make it out like, and we have to change his name for libel purposes. Let's do Dr. Scholes. Okay. Dr. Scholes is peddling solutions and remedies when in reality they are creating the problem. Like you put on some sort of a little moleskin Dr. Scholes patch and it actually has a corn grower chemical in it.
We'll write the script later today.
It just wrote itself, Donna. Also, I now Google search from foot corn, which is a tough Google image. What is that? Wow, Donna's now Google searching long middle toes on feet?
No, I'm not.
What is
not.
That, a middle finger? Why is that foot flipping me off?
It's just a toe.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
But I've now moved over to pinky toe Google image search. And Donna, I mean, one of the first things you see, pinky toe corn, causes and treatments.
Yeah, the pinky toe is always the victim of the corn.
It is. Oh, look at this one. I always say the pinky toe looks Come like on. The last person to squeeze into a New York City subway. Just like, and right before they said, all right, toe family, we're going to take a picture. Everybody say cheese. And then he heard a sound, huh? Never looking straight ahead. You haven't seen a single straight pinky
Steve,
toe in your whole life.
You need to do 10 minutes on this. And,
on
you
toes?
Know,
well,
like as open mic night.
As a bunion sufferer, I feel like I can joke about
it. Oh, wow. That's unfortunate.
Oh, man. Yeah. I just feel so strongly that toes
let's
are
just,
bad.
That's, I don't like seeing people's feet. I feel like I'm seeing them naked. Like without their underwear on.
Yes.
You know? And I'm like, I do not need to, please.
And I just want to say this about women's footwear.
I'm all for socks and sandals, FYI. All right, go ahead.
I think that all ladies are lovely. All right, I want to start with that. But I have never seen a woman wearing like a high heel or a stiletto where it doesn't look like the toes. You know, like five are squeezing into a three-person shoe.
Yeah.
It just always looks weird. And then sometimes you'll see the bear claw situation where the shoe doesn't quite fit and the toes are sort of starting to peek over the edge. What's down there?
And we have our Friday slow jam.
I just mean, it's just a lot. And I'm doing all of this while looking at toes. Rocco, did you image search toes over there?
I didn't. I've seen them before.
I just can't. I can't deal. Anyway, good luck to Steven
Tyler.
Yes,
we send him love and hope that it's all great.
Absolutely. And now we're out of time. Okay. Perfect.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you the last thing.
No.
Oh, my gosh. The last thing that I have Google searched is weird toes. The internet, she does not disappoint.
I do not want to see.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't handle the truth.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
There's a toe? Oh my gosh, I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to show it, then I'm going to describe it. You just have to see this, Donna. Wait, let me see if I can blow this up, and then I know we got to go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. This is a toe growing out of a toenail.
No, it's like his twin toe.
Oh my gosh.
You know how some people find out, you know, their twin is living in their arm, and they have it removed, and it's like a hair. And, what is happening?
Oh my gosh.
You know, we're going to get in trouble. I just want you to know. Because
you brought this up.
I just said to Steven Tyler had foot surgery. That's all I said. We were talking about music news, and then you went all toe on the bit.
Don't you hold some responsibility in this, though? Because you know my weaknesses. And then what do? You just give me the things that you know I'm going to go off on. You know they're going to distract me.
I went into our boss yesterday and I said, either he goes or I go.
All righty. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
No,
it's my toe 107.
No, stop it. No, what? We have another fun conversation coming up and a possible debate about how we understand this weekend versus next weekend.
We'll toe about it when we come back.
Good morning. Welcome back, you guys. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Millennial X Games coming up at 11:30 today. We're about 12 minutes away from the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Stick around for that. But in the meantime, I ran into our buddy Declan in the hall yesterday.
Now, explain who Declan is to those who might not know.
I don't know. All right. He's just some guy who walks around the halls.
So he works for Score North.
That's right.
And he is a, I don't know if he's a current best friend or former best friend of our former producer, Ryan Perpich.
Who we had to put out to pasture.
Yeah. He and Declan were like frenemies.
Yeah, that's a really great way to describe him. Well, I'm, you know, walking by yesterday and he says, hey, Donna, let me ask you a question. I think I have a topic for your show.
Oh, and he sounds just like Steve Buscemi when he talks.
He does,
too.
Very much so. And he said, let's say it's a Tuesday afternoon and you're talking about what you're going to do next weekend. Are you talking about this upcoming weekend or the following weekend? I said, valid question, my friend. This weekend means the very next Saturday.
So then you use the next in that too?
Next weekend also means the very next Saturday if you're Tuesday. If it's Saturday, what? Okay, so listen.
It's Tuesday. Let's go back Tuesday. To Tuesday.
Okay,
it's
today's Tuesday. Tuesday.
Now identify Saturday. What would
this
you say?
This weekend. But if someone said next weekend, I might also identify that as Saturday.
I would never identify it as Saturday.
If it's Friday and you say next weekend, I'm thinking a week from today.
I see what you're saying. You think there's a day cut off. I think that day is on Sunday. And once it's Sunday, Saturday is now this Saturday, and next Saturday references 13 days from then.
I don't think so, Steve. If it's Friday and I say, hey, what are you doing next weekend? You wouldn't think I'm talking about tomorrow.
That's true.
No. That's what I mean. No, I'm saying this Saturday, once it's Sunday, like today, once Saturday passes, boy, this is tricky to talk about.
Right? See what I'm saying?
I would always say that the upcoming Saturday is always referenced as this Saturday. Two Saturdays away is always next Saturday. The only time that you would call the next upcoming Saturday next Saturday on would be on Saturday.
It's very tricky. All right, let me
just
try
say this.
This
Saturday. I'm team this Saturday my point.
What if today is Monday?
Still this Saturday.
And you say, hey, next Thursday, let's go to a movie.
Then I'm saying, oh, okay, 10 days from now?
Okay. We need to find some common ground on this so that we're all on the same page.
And I think, even though I just did a terrible job of trying to communicate
You did.
What if we went in this direction? This weekend, this Thursday, this Sunday, always references...
The current week.
The current week.
Okay.
And next always references the next calendar week.
Okay. I like that. Let's stick with that. Now let's go back to last weekend. Let's say it's Monday.
Okay.
When you say last weekend, I went to a movie. Are you talking about 2 days ago or are you talking about a week ago?
You know, on a Monday, I would never call the Saturday and Sunday that just happened
last weekend.
It's still in the afterglow, and that's why I would call it this weekend.
You probably have to say this past weekend. We have to be very specific.
But if on a Monday I said to you, it would be implied if I said, you know, this weekend we went on the pontoon. But I think that only works on Monday. You can't say that on Wednesday, certainly not.
No, because this weekend would refer to the upcoming weekend.
We got a call.
All right.
Let's
and
take
we
it.
Go to the
We'll
phones.
Take it cold. We'll take it live. Let's Could go it. Any direction. Here we go.
Do it.
Hi, Guten Tag. You are on the Donna and Steve Experience. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Andrew.
Hey, Drew. All right. Are you calling in on the this weekend versus next weekend debate?
Okay, here you go. This just happened to me last week.
Okay.
Okay, so roll back in your mind. Not this past Monday, not just a few days ago, but the previous Monday, a very close friend of mine said, his mother had passed away and said, the funeral is next Saturday. So what did I do? I ordered flowers. Mm. I get dressed up on Saturday morning in my black suit. Mm. I travel 35 minutes to this remote church, and I show up, and I am the only car in the parking lot. Why? Because for him, next Saturday meant 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Mm. And you know, Andrew, he was right.
No!
Andrew, you lose.
I just...
What is wrong with you? Who hurt you in your life to think that it's okay?
So, Andrew, you're hearing it as, like, once you're on Monday, if somebody says next weekend, in your head, it's the next weekend that is happening is in 5 days.
Next Saturday, and it was on Monday, Steve. That was like...
Yeah, he's right. No,
he's not right.
Listen, Monday he said, my mom's funeral is next Saturday.
Yeah,
it's Monday. Of course, the very next Saturday would be the upcoming Saturday, the first Saturday to happen.
No.
I'm Team Andrew.
No.
Sorry I blew up, Andrew. You're right.
Here's why, though, Andrew. Here's why you're wrong is because once you enter the week, once you're in a Monday, everybody's working for the weekend. And so that weekend is this weekend. It's this weekend.
Brother, what is, like, the gerbils in your head that go on that hamster wheel that make every... Look...
Let me ask.
Have a side talk.
Side talk.
Let me ask a question about Andrew. Let's ask Andrew a question.
Okay,
Andrew, do you go by any other names?
Your mom. Okay. No, Drew.
No,
that's a good name.
Do you know who this is?
Yeah.
I think that his real name is Steve. Who's calling in?
Stop,
Steve.
I think
knock
that this is
off.
A. I do think this is the artist formerly known as Steve-O.
You think so?
Do you really?
I'm right, aren't I? Steve Letarte, say I'm right.
I need to zip my lips. Hey, I love you guys. You do a great service to the Twin Cities and beyond. I think you're exceptional, and I hope you realize every day the joy that you bring to this world.
Oh.
Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Andrew.
Or Drew,
whatever. Right, we love you.
We love you. Somebody else besides Drew. Call now, 651-641-1071. We're playing the College of Pop Culture Knowledge next.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. We got a caller on the line. Let's play a little game.
Time to go to college.
Yeah.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter.
Me.
Donna. Yeah.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
No. His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host.
DJ Rock Lobster. Lobster.
I want to see how smart you are.
I was just looking to see if I had the score.
Rocco.
Who won yesterday?
Get your stuff together.
I bet you keep score for Lori and Julia.
Who won?
Steve won yesterday.
Okay, so then I think it's...
No, wait, did you? Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
bro.
I'll look it up. Anyway,
look it up.
Look it up!
Listen to that.
What's that? Oh, wait. Ooh! Oh, I like this. Is this old vaudeville?
It's a tap dance day.
Oh,
that's cool, man.
Oh, please don't let this be about dance.
Here's the deal.
Just knock it
off.
It's
tap dance day. Oh. I'm going to quiz you on some movies that featured tap dancing. And just to keep it real, I'm not going to bring up Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire and Shirley Temple. And
all right,
all that
don't
stuff.
Pick
Bill
me, whatever
Bojangles
you do.
Robinson.
Bill Bojangles.
I'm
going to
quiz you on Mr. 21st Century Bojangles. Academy Award winning movies. You are going to know these movies.
The 21st century comes from last century, the 1900s.
Yeah, don't pick me. I don't watch these kinds of movies.
That's not right, Steve.
No, that is, isn't it? No, 21st means this one.
Gosh.
Sorry. It's like next weekend and this weekend. More
really
on that
isn't.
Debate.
Oh, yeah, coming up after this.
Heather is on the phone. She lives in the 21st century, and she's going to play along with you.
Okay. Who?
Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, Heather.
Hey,
how are
girl.
You, buddy? Sorry, man.
Hey, Heather, pick Steve.
Yeah, we can hear you. We just didn't want to.
Oh, God, I can hardly hear you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Heather, can you hear us?
I'm in Kentucky.
Oh, my gosh.
You're in Kentucky?
You ever see Katy Perry there? Katy Perry is, like, living there, I think.
Oh, and that's where Johnny Depp is from.
Yeah.
Oh. Can't you tell by the accent?
Fabulous.
You think you're going to be able to hear us?
No, I feel awful. You're so far. Well, you literally are far away, but you sound far away. So I feel bad. So I don't want to hang up, but I have to.
You're going to tap out. Hey, listen, sorry, our love to Kentucky. Try some of their fried chicken. Call back tomorrow. Thank you. We love you. Thank you for calling, which means phone lines are now open. Operators standing by.
Yeah,
651-641-1071.
We're just going to tap dance.
Yeah, do this, baby.
Well, you're doing this. I'm trying to think of movies that have dance in them.
Oh. I don't even go there. I just try to, like, empty my mind, man. So that when he gives me the questions, I'm just in a free state of existence. Caller on the line. Let's take it hot. Hi there. Guten Tag. You're on the Don and Steve show. Who's on the phone?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. Can you hear us okay?
I can.
Wonderful. We're so happy that you're here. You have a lovely, warm, soothing voice. May I mind if I guess your age based on the sound of your voice?
I don't mind at all.
All right. I've got you at 44 years young.
Oh, a little old. Oh, I'm actually your age.
You are
38.
Kind of, oh, man. I feel bad now.
You should.
You're wise. You just have a really cool...
old lady voice.
Yeah, okay.
You don't. You
it's
sound,
all right. I'm okay with it.
No, you have a beautiful voice.
Who would you like to team up with? The guy who just offended you live on the air or Donna?
Mm-hmm. I gotta actually go. I'm going to go Steve today.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I'm going to need your help here. We're going to crush Donna. I think that we can crush her. So Donna's going to leave. Right. And hey, Donna, bring us back a little bit of candy, would you?
I think candy.
Just a few pieces. Nothing crazy. All right, we've got her out of the room. Rocco, we are ready for question number one.
Okay, I'm ready for you. I always start with the most wordiest question for the first one. There is a tap dancing scene in the movie that in 2012 won Best Picture. Mm-hmm. Michel Hazanavicius won for Best Director. And Jean Dujardin won for Best Actor.
Yes.
What tap dancing movie am I talking about?
This is The Artist. The Artiste.
Can you name the 2002 film where a tap dancing Richard Gere plays lawyer Billy Flynn?
Pass.
Can you name the 2016 movie where Ryan Gosling dances to the song A Lovely Night?
Okay, I think that's La La Land. Richard Gere, 2002... Pretty Woman 2. She's still pretty. Richard Gere 2002. Boy, I don't think I know my Richard Gere movies.
Well, perhaps Melissa does. Melissa, Steve thought the first movie with Michel Hazanavicius winning for Best Director was The Artist. Your thoughts?
I had no idea on that one, so we'll just go
That's
with
a slam
it.
Dunk.
He sounded confident.
Yes.
All right, the right, one Steve 100%. Had a problem with, 2002 film, where a tap-dancing Richard Gere plays lawyer Billy Flynn.
Yeah, I believe that would be Chicken in the Car and a Car Can't Go.
Chicago. All right. Let's do it. Yeah. Love that. Wow.
And then he felt like the movie with A Lovely Night and Ryan Gosling tap-dancing was La La Land. Your thoughts?
I think that sounds right. I didn't see that one, but let's go with that as well.
Okay, yeah. You didn't miss much. There was a great dancing number, but outside of that, the movie was a little sleepy. All right, Donna's coming back in. All right, I feel really good about this. Hey, I haven't asked you yet. What's coming up next for you in your day after you play the game?
You know, I'm heading into work.
Oh, great. What do you do for a living?
I work in a showroom. For furniture.
Oh, how wonderful. That's got to be cool. Do you come home feeling discontent with we need to get rid of that chair in this room because I saw something really nice today?
Oh, always.
Yeah,
I know. I'm always changing.
Yeah, that's the beauty of design. All right, Donna is back. She brought in a little candy. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Okay, Donna, these are 21st century Academy Award winning tap dancy movies.
Okay.
Or at least, you know, movies with a tap dancing scene in them.
Okay.
We'll start with this one. I always start with the wordiest one. There's a tap dancing scene in the movie that in 2012 won Best Picture. Michel Hazanavicius won for Best Director. And Jean Dujardin, how am I doing, Tony, in France, won for Best Actor. What tap dancey movie am I talking about?
I don't know. Moulin Rouge.
Can you name the 2002 film where a tap dancing Richard Gere plays lawyer Billy Flynn?
Chicago.
Can you name the 2016 movie where Ryan Gosling tap dances to the song A Lovely Night?
La La Land.
2012 movie won Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Director.
I don't recognize those names. I went French with the Moulin Rouge.
You really
Fitch.
Did.
And it is French.
Cabaret.
I'll give you that hint.
It is funny. This movie French. Is kind of lost to time. I mean, it won all those awards in 2012, and then no one's really ever spoken of it since.
What was it?
It's the movie that won Melissa a T-shirt.
Oh, man.
It's called The Artist.
Mm.
Black and white. It was all in black and white.
Yeah.
Jean Dujardin.
And I got to be honest, I've never seen it. I started watching it one night and I fell asleep.
Mm.
I'd like to watch it sometime.
Wonder where he is now.
Anyways, you guys both got Chicago. You both got La La Land, but only one of you got The Artist, and it was Steve. That means Melissa gets a T-shirt.
Did Steve get it, or did Melissa get it?
Steve got that one.
Wow.
Yeah, I was covering the movies.
Oh, here we go, name drop.
Well, you know, at the time I was
ready for it.
I was working in the movie industry, by extension, covering movies, red carpet premieres, celebrity interviews, etc. And this was a big movie that we were covering. I think there was a time when I had to like really study those names too, because we had to say them quite a bit.
Wow, but can't even say Millennial X game.
Jean Dujardin, he is actually at the time that this at the time that this movie came out, he was only 39. And he already looked like he was 50 and handsome. And I mean that in a good way. You know what I'm saying?
Distinguished.
Yeah.
Sure. Great. Congratulations, Melissa.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yeah, by the way, Donna, Melissa did get Chicago, and she gave it Steve's preferred, what do you call it? Like a word, what do you call it?
Chicken in a car and a car can't go is what she said. Bonus points for Melissa.
Did you not know Chicago?
I did not.
Dang
I said
it.
Pretty Woman too. She's still pretty.
Darn it.
What do you call it when mnemonic or something, when you have a little trick to remember how to pronounce something?
Mnemonic device. Yeah.
I mean, I have.
That's a great name for a band.
It really is. And what's your mnemonic device for remembering how to say Michelle Hazanavicius, Steve?
Oh, well, you've got your Harvard yard.
Okay, let's let poor Melissa go.
All right, we
don't have to torture her for winning.
Thank you, Melissa.
Bye, Melissa. Hang on the line.
Okay.
Okay, we got to go back to this discussion about how you say this weekend. What time of the week is it acceptable to say this weekend or next weekend? We did have a caller. Her name was Julie. Yeah. And she said, when you're waiting in line, let's say you're at the movie theater, you're waiting in line, and when the person says, next, it's the very next person, not the second person. Think of it that way. So next means the very next Saturday. If today is Tuesday and you say next Saturday, she's saying next Saturday means the next time Saturday arrives, which is in a few days.
But I think that's a bit of a stretch argument, because context matters. And if I say, while looking at my kids and the car has started, if I say, let's go, that means get in the car. If I'm watching a game with my kids and the car has not started and somebody scores a touchdown and I say, let's go, I'm just cheering for the team. She's using a little bit of a stretch, it feels like to me.
Okay.
Why
don't we just be very specific when we say next Saturday, as in this coming Saturday?
That's what Faye had to say via email. She said, look, it's a pain, but you always, if you say next Saturday, she said, there's no way around it. You have to say as in 5 days from now.
If it's Friday and you say next Saturday, clearly that doesn't mean tomorrow.
See, now here's the thing. I think that let's go back to our example. It's a Tuesday. And you're referencing the upcoming Saturday. If you say this Saturday, hey, this Saturday, we're going to go get some drinks. 100% of people know that you're talking about
this
upcoming one in 5 days. Whereas if you say on a Tuesday,
next Saturday,
hey, next Saturday, we're going to go get some drinks. You know, everybody that just heard me say it, you know, it's less clear. You need clarification.
You need clarification.
Whose side are you on, Donna?
I'm not sure.
You're flipping.
All right. Here's the thing. I think you just need to always give clarification. Okay.
Let me add one more thing to confuse everybody as we go. First time, long time, email from Katie. She said, I had a boss who was Irish who used the term next. So Thursday next. So that would be not the upcoming Thursday, but the Thursday after that.
I'm going to go.
What does that mean?
I quit.
We're going to leave. We will take a break.
I'm waving the white flag.
When we return, we've got all sorts of fun things. It's a big streaming weekend, my friends, and a big movie weekend, too. We'll get into it all when we come back. Dawn and Steve on My Talk.
Hello. Welcome back, friends. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Guys, I've taken a little bit of a hiatus from the boob tube. I just got a little exhausted. I haven't watched TV in a few days. I needed a little reprieve.
I'm with you. I don't think I've watched anything this week.
Yeah, I'm just like, I can't deal.
Oh, you know what that means.
What?
You guys are gearing up, man. You're gearing up because tomorrow is movie day. Field trip.
Oh, that's right. It's movie day tomorrow.
We're going to be going to see Top Gun: Maverick in the big on the big screen in an actual theater.
IMAX.
Is it IMAX?
Yeah. We picked it just for that.
I didn't know that they had IMAX there.
Mm-hmm. What time?
3 p.m.
It starts at 3?
I don't know if we should keep telling everyone.
Yeah, they don't care the time.
That's the other thing.
So it starts at 3.
Because we have reserved seats, I mean, we could show up about 3:20. I mean, just don't be...
No, not
3:20.
All right, I will see you guys at 2:50.
I'm going to try to get there. I would like to be in the theater at like 2:50.
Okay.
In the seat.
So I'll see you at 2:45.
Oh, my God.
I have a thing before that. I'm going to do a thing. So we'll do the radio show. Then a thing, Rocco's got stuff he's got to do. He's got to work on intros for us, not for Jason and Alexis, but just for us.
I got a dog to walk.
Yeah, these dogs don't walk themselves. Donna just drags her carcass all around. I don't know. I've just never seen him walk.
He wiggles when he walks. Like, he walks like an S. Because he's got, like, a long torso, you know? So he's kind of like...
Does he bark a lot, that dog?
Not a lot, no. No. Mostly not. He licks a lot.
You like it when he licks?
Not really, no.
Because some people are pro-licking. No. Others are like, if they eat their own poop, I'm never letting them lick me.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I don't do mouth licks or nose licks.
No.
I give my ear. If you want, you can have the ear.
That's fair. Until a parasite crawls into your ear and gives birth to like a billion spiders.
Maybe he's getting things out, though.
Oh, that could be. Like one of those ear removal things.
Yeah. Why spend all that money on the pharmacy wax cone, the waffle cone, ice cream cone thing? That's got to be a scam, right? Because that doesn't work. I don't know.
But is it a big streaming weekend, like for real?
It really is.
What do we have
Stranger
to watch?
Things season 4.
Is already back.
That comes out. Part 1 comes out. This Memorial Day weekend. And so, too, Obi-Wan.
Oh.
The latest Star Wars show. And we loved The Mandalorian. We loved Boba Fett. And we think that we're going to love Obi-Wan.
All right.
This is great. Stranger Things season 4. Need I remind you? Like the music. Remember the intro music?
So good.
And how good it is?
Yeah. It's going to be weird to see these kids like... You know.
With their mustaches and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. Rocco, would you be a doll?
Yes.
And pull up the Stranger Things intro just to set the table.
Oh, just the music, yeah.
The theme music. Because it's been a while. Has it been over 2 years since we've seen? And when did the last Stranger Things season come out?
A couple years, yeah. So good. Oh my God.
Isn't it great,
people,
this intro?
Musicians out there who are doing this type of stuff, so talented.
July of 2019. It's been almost 3 years since we have seen a new.
Pre-pandemic. Wow.
Almost 3 years it's been since the last episode of Stranger Things came out. So, Stranger Things 4, you know what I think I should do is maybe I should watch the season 3 finale.
Yeah, maybe. I think they'll show us.
I don't think
they
do a previously but on Stranger Things.
I think they do.
Going back and watching the last
one
helps.
Yeah.
Rocco, you watched season 2 or no?
No, I gave up on one.
No, season 2 is excellent.
That's fine.
Really good.
I've run out of time pretty much, too. I'm now not going to rewatch Top Gun.
Nah.
I just thought it'd be kind of, it would enrich the experience a little bit.
I don't
bit.
Think so.
I don't know.
Goose dies.
Rocco.
Rocco, stop.
Kelly McGillis and Tom Cruise get it on.
Rocco.
The sound of the music of Berlin.
Oh, yeah. You take my breath away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Does that take my breath away? That one?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, you said you take my breath away. And I think it's just take my breath. Or is it you take my breath away? Or is it just...
No, I think it's a command.
Yeah.
Pizza, pizza.
It's a pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
No, there's no pizza in Top Gun.
What? Hey, but you know where there is going to be a pizza? On Stevie Boy's lap at the movie.
Oh, that's why he's got to get there a little early.
Yeah, I got to get the pie in the oven.
I'm not going to be eating anything.
I'm going to be sitting beside...
I will be bringing my own treats.
Oh,
anybody? What are you going to do, ticket me?
Can you see it now, Donna, elbowing us? Hey, if anybody needs milk of magnesia, I have some in these little Dixie cups.
Hey, Rocco, have you looked to see if anyone else is like, sitting you know, any hanger-ons or like, yeah, sitting next to us?
Oh, we probably should have bought eight seats. We should have bought the whole thing.
We should have had Stan pay for it. The Emperor. What are we doing? How much are tickets?
Stan for a second.
She did say Stan. She did say Stan.
I was going to call him by his last name.
Oh.
And then I thought, not.
The sea monster.
Yeah.
You guys, we could have this conversation.
No, our listeners, Rocco, don't you
understand that people now care? This is a tethered through line. It's like a sitcom in the show.
Okay, I'm working on it.
It's a show within the show. It's like on the Jersey Shore. Before they'd go out, they'd wear the shirt before the shirt.
Yes, this is the show within the show.
It's the show within the show. Get on board, Lobby.
Hey, Rocco, maybe we could just ask you this now. Are you going to be crabby tomorrow or in a good mood?
Because
we want to know which freaking lobster
we're going to
be dealing with. But do you have like spots to do
beforehand? I'm looking. This is... pretty sparsely attended, so we're in good shape.
Yeah, I don't think the Thursday afternoon show is usually the big one. It's kind of like the Wednesday night midnight show might be kind of big, but I think we're going to be good. I'm pumped, because remember, I'm making it the summer of movies, and I'm kicking it off with you fools.
And we thank you. And thank you for coming to our neighborhood. Bye.
Bye.
Is it time to go?
You mean for the whole thing?
No, I just mean for like right now.
In a minute.
Six seconds. There'll be some.
May 27th is the premiere of Obi-Wan on Disney Plus, which, by the way, a little bit of a different thing that they're doing. May 27th is Friday. Disney had committed to Wednesday. They started with Friday new releases.
Oh, yeah.
Then they went to Wednesday and said, we're doing Wednesdays. Loki's been good on Wednesdays. We're doing Wednesdays. And now they've moved back to a Friday.
I love it.
TGIF. I like a Friday new release.
I love it so much.
Oh, she's getting excited, everyone.
When we come back, we got to talk about this. We got to talk about this NFT situation.
It's so weird.
So weird. Right
we'll
after
talk about it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.